And that had to be the best pay dirt I've seen so far.
I didn't like the way he finished. I hate it when people can put their knees all.
You know what move that I forgot to talk about, and I'm sorry to get off subject, my fans, but Chris Jericho's Codebreaker was so nice last week.
Do not dick
me. Don't do me like that, man. Don't do me like that. That was nice. He executed it very nice. And it was very believable.
This one on one past Monday.
He made that move. He made that move look hot last week.
He's been making moves for about 6 months now. Now all of a sudden you're coming around. Ooh, yeah. That's a Codebreaker. What did you say was better than a Codebreaker?
Motherfucking body slam. I don't know.
Arm drag.
Fucking arm bar.
So this was the feature match. Good action. Nonstop. Very minimal, like, rest holds. They were on the mat, so it wasn't a really need for a lot of rest holds because a lot of stuff they were doing was on the ground. Knox gets in the ring and gives Finlay a big boot, and he drops him in the gut and gets on him and rains down the blows, meat hooks, as I think Taz called it. So it's only one more scramble slot, and that's either going to be Hardy or the Great Khali. And let's see. Then they show, Undertaker returns to SmackDown tonight. I think that was the second time they showed that graphic to hype Undertaker's return. And when they come back from commercial, they show a graphic for Hardy versus Khali tonight. And they still aren't really talking besides that opening video package about Edge. They didn't say anything about Edge except that opening package, and then Vicky said Edge made me fall in love with him. Still, nothing about Edge being set on fire or possibly, you know, dying and being in the burn victim ward.
It was a symbol, brother. It was a symbol. It wasn't.
But then they go right back and start getting into the whole dramatics of Rebecca Michaels. And that was, in a lot of ways, the highlight of SummerSlam for me, because I'm just such a Chris Jericho fan and just such a fan of the storyline. And I went nuts.
It's too hard. That's the problem.
What?
I'm sorry. I said you want to dick too hard. That's all.
Like you want Kurt Angle dick hard as shit.
Hey.
Even the fact that he's withering away before our very eyes, and he probably, you know, be lucky if he make it out of the damn first decade of the millennium.
Don't try to hurt feelings. You know who you're real for. Oh, sorry. Anyway, go on with what you were saying, brother. My bad.
The hell was I saying?
Did you love him because he was so magnanimously great at SummerSlam?
But yeah, so that was the highlight in a lot of ways for me. But they just really just so heavy-handed with this. Like I'm thinking if they never showed the highlight of him actually punching her, if they like for some reason edited it out, I think he like hit her in the stomach with an aluminum baseball bat or something. Intentionally. Ran down, saw her, and said, Rebecca Michaels! Wham!
They don't put over. Even though, what are you trying to say? Like, they don't put over even though he was going for Shawn Michaels to hit her.
Right.
They just say,
like, this is the worst thing that ever happened in wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Just think of the shit we've seen in the last month. We've seen attempted vehicular manslaughter. We've seen attempted vehicular arson. at the bash, you know, with JBL dousing Cena's car in gasoline and setting them on fire, and you know, we've seen all this crap in wrestling. Oh, it's okay. Chick gets punched in the mouth and her lips get swollen and a little trickle of blood. We seen Mae Young get friggin' powerbombed off the stage through tables, and that was treated like all they said was "damn Dudleys." Oh, those damn Dudleys. That was it.
Back at it again.
No somber face. Let me take my glasses off and look into the camera and really be broken up about it.
Yeah, yeah, right. Past times and shit like that. And shit like, this is some horrible stuff.
If the Undertaker angle, if the fire thing didn't happen at the pay-per-view, I'd be very much all for that being the dominant, shocking event at the pay-per-view. But and even on Raw, because that is the Raw angle. But the fact that they're on SmackDown still talking about this and not even talking about something that should have been technically way worse, but whatever. After this Michaels Jericho video package, they show Chavo, Vicky, and Bam backstage, and Chavo they didn't make a big deal out of it, but in the the first thing he was saying was, it would have been nice if I could have been in one of these scramble matches. Nothing, no big.
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.